Hi, I'm Dave Roberts, author of The Bromley Boys, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 29 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, proudly supported by our friends at Crown Ash Developments. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
And that's it.
That's it for today.
No cookie? No. Is he out, he's out running again, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Something like that.
Nevertheless, we've got a packed episode this week. Matt, what we got coming up?
So we're going to look at the two most recent games, which is Boreham Wood at home and Harrogate away. We're going to catch up with Brendan Sarpong-Wiradu on his recent spell with the club. And we're going to catch up with Dave Roberts as well, author of The Bromley Boys, many of you will know. We're going to look at the academy's recent goings-on, as well as the under-23s who are in action later tonight on Friday. We're going to discuss the squad for next season, as Jeff, you caused a bit of a stir with that one on last week's podcast.
Yeah, I messed up there a bit.
We're going to look, obviously, ahead to Dagenham away, which is tomorrow, and Chesterfield at home, which is Tuesday.
Fantastic. Like you say, a couple of good interviews coming up. Obviously, we're going to start with Boreham Wood last week. We'll try and touch on it as briefly as possible, I guess. Start with the positives. Fantastic crowds.
Yeah,
over 1,300 in for the fixture. Boreham Wood, I think, was it 57. Absolutely, I thought brilliant. To think that would be the crowd at the start of the season for Bromley v Boreham Wood. Really, really pleased on that side of us to be. We had a couple of schools down. We had our under sevens and was it Bullers Woods?
It was. So we had the under sevens down as the mascots. They had a lovely day, enjoyed it. I think that's the youngest team we've had as mascots, which is fantastic to see.
I saw loads of photos of all with Ronin the mascot.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Really, really nice to see. They love the day. And Bullers Wood for boys as well, our first secondary school who we've had as a school of the day, which is going really, really well. We've got a relationship with them as a growing school. It's absolutely amazing. Massive, and they brought their football team down as well as loads of other children and parents.
That's brilliant.
From the school.
I think for those of you who haven't seen it yet, the Inside the Club video on the website sort of does a behind the scenes of the day, and it does a really good job in sort of highlighting what else is going on. And one of them, is, like you said, was the Bullers Woods, and I think it was it Jack and Frankie that were out on the pitch,
and Adam Mecky as
and
well.
Adam Mecky talking to him before the game, and it was great to see that engagement.
It's fantastic
going on. Obviously, on the football front, not so good in the end.
No, unfortunately. Sometimes you get the feeling it's just not going to be our day, and I think that was the sort of mood from kickoff in the stand for that game. Boreham Wood, maybe slightly bogey side for us, definitely not the worst, as we have had victories over them recently, but they seem to get the better of us a little bit more than we do them. And it was just one of those days, really. They've always been a big, ugly side, and they win ugly, and that's exactly what they did against us. We weren't up to it, unfortunately. We had a lot of shots blocked. They defended really well, credit to Boreham Wood, but unfortunately, we just didn't test the goalkeeper enough. I think Frankie Raymond had a great shot saved by the goalkeeper, but hit by a little bit of a sucker punch in the 40th minute, they went 1-0 up, giving us a little time to recover before half time, and then obviously slightly frustrating goal to concede at the end in the 90th minute, which just absolutely kills the game off, and that there's no hope of an injury time comeback then.
And obviously, Matt, you as ever, you managed to catch up with Neil after the game, and here's what he had to say.
Neil, a disappointing afternoon, unfortunately.
Very. After the last couple of games that we played, I didn't see that one coming. I thought, you know, especially in the first half against a very strong wind, you know, we tried to get it down and play against a team that are very fit, big, physical, so we knew what was coming. And I thought we counteracted them, and then a set play, which we knew that's what they play for, and they took the rebound. So, yeah, really disappointed with the first half. Thought the second half would come out, get out to them with a win behind us, and it was just that end product, that final third, you know, a little bit of desire to get across someone. Obviously, hit the crossbar, ball's cleared off the line. It was just one of those days where, you know, huff and puff with no real clinical edge.
And we weren't at our best, that's for sure, but to concede two scrappy goals must be really frustrating. There weren't many other chances for Boreham Wood.
No, there weren't. You know, just said, Gregor's how many shots you have, and, you know, maybe a couple that went straight at him. We didn't feel at all threatened by them whatsoever, but you know, that's what they play on. They play on that set play. They, you know, got a team of 6 foot plus players, so they are dangerous from set plays, and we had to do better on it. I thought when we did get back, you know, our ball on the floor and we did play, we looked all right, but we didn't, with no killer instincts at the end of it. And as I say, the last couple of games we've been really on it and really better than that. And you know, it is a blip. I think that's our second loss in 12 or something like that, which, you know, it sounds great, but I'm really disappointed today.
An unfortunate scene, seeing Jake Goodman obviously injured, that didn't help the situation either.
No, obviously being without Jack as well today, and then you lose Jake as well, and you know, fingers crossed it's not a bad one. We've obviously lost Mekki, you lost Zavon Hines. We're missing a lot of players that, you know, would have been involved today. But the players come off. Brendan Sarpong, when he come on, did really well. I thought Denon as well come on and changed it up a little bit. So, you know, we had something on the bench, but you're just losing main players, and there's only a few you can lose, really.
Perhaps the shining light is that there's a game, obviously, Tuesday away to Harrogate, another side up there in the playoffs. And, yeah, a tough trip, but we'll take confidence from last week.
Absolutely. You know, I'm hoping that was a blip, because we have been so good, and, you know, for the last few games. So, yeah, you know, we'll regroup on Monday. We'll see what we've got, and player-wise. Obviously, Frankie Sutherland's still suspended, so that's another one. So, you know, we are players short, but, you know, I'm just looking for a bit of energy from the boys, a little bit of enthusiasm, and, you know, we go up there with nothing to lose.
Neil, thank you.
Cheers.
Always a pleasure to hear from Neil there. Before we touch on Harrogate, obviously, Matt, something I forgot to mention about Buller's Wood was their fundraising effort.
Yeah, so they had a bucket collection at the game, which many of you will have seen when you came through the turnstiles, and that was to raise money for new 11-a-side goals, which are going to go at their new site in St Hughes, which is in Bickley, near the girls' school, which they're hoping to move to later this year, and they've raised £250. So thank you very much, everyone, for your generosity, and it's definitely going to a very good cause.
Brilliant to see they've raised so much money, Matt. Obviously, back to football. It was a long trip north on Tuesday up to Harrogate for everybody. I think probably the first shout-out goes to the fans who made the journey. It wasn't segregated, so we don't have an official number, do we? But I thought it was around 40, 45?
Definitely, yeah. It did look a really good figure behind the goal when we were on the commentary, Jeff. And I know not every single person there was a Bromley fan behind that goal, but it did look a large figure for a Tuesday night on such a long journey. And yeah, fair play. Massive shout out to them for going that distance to support
the team.
Absolutely
incredible effort. Obviously, the players made their way up on the train. They were right. About three o'clock in the afternoon, wasn't it?
King's Cross, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously the coach left here with the kit, though, because the coach was going up to meet him at York about 5 o'clock and take him on. But I think it was a pretty smooth journey. The boys got there on time. I think it was good prep.
Seemed to be, yeah.
And obviously, Neil referred to in his interview after Bournemouth Wood about wanting to see energy and everything with the players. And I thought we came out of the blocks. First 10, 15 minutes, I thought we came out of the blocks really quick. We didn't look like we had a long journey or anything like that. I thought we really really came out of the blocks quick. However, unfortunately, as that half progressed, it was clear that the opposition we were up against were a very effective side.
They were very, very effective, Jeff. That's one way of putting it, for sure. And I agree with you. We did start off quite well. We had the first couple of attempts on the game. Unfortunately, no attempts on target, which was a bit disappointing.
It was in the whole game in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, and like you say, they just sort of took more control, and you could see it gradually as the first half went on, and they were the better side. But, you know, I have to shout out three players, and that is Mark Anthony, Roger Johnson, and Brendan Sarpong-Wiradu as well, who were all fantastic. And Brendan,
I think Gregor deserved a mention as well.
Yeah, that is a really good point. He did really well. To be fair, the defence in itself was a credit to the team. And, you know, it wasn't a great attacking performance. But honestly, a Harrogate fan came up to me at the end and said, your two centre-backs are the best I've seen this season in the league. So
when Roger went down in the box towards the end, I thought,
worrying.
I think I saw Alan Dunn warming up for a second on the touchline.
Doing his big jumps, yeah.
Like you say, I think the fact we'd gone on for that long a time, whether you deserved something or not, the fact you'd got to that stage, the fact that they'd battled like they had done to get to 93rd, 94th minute, I think you do deserve something, no matter what,
no matter what people think
of the performance. The sucker punch at the end for the penalty decision.
I mean, we definitely didn't deserve to win the game because we didn't have any attempts on target, but we did.
I think you made that clear on the commentary.
However, I hope that I also made clear how fantastic the defence was, because there was a lot thrown at them that night, wasn't there, Jeff? And they dealt with it, and it was unfortunate to lose in those circumstances, and particularly at that time of the match.
100%. And obviously, matters made slightly worse by a mass confrontation at the end of the game.
Yeah, it wasn't great to see, was it?
Obviously, some of the positives that night. Brendan Sarpong-Wiradu, he was out there in midfield, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did a great job.
I thought he did absolutely fantastically well.
I actually learned something in this interview. I actually learned something about Brendan.
Probably as Matt refers to, we're about to cut to an interview.
Sorry, I kind of ruined that. He is a lovely guy, and I was really impressed with him in centre midfield. I thought he did a great job. He's got the height for it. He's got the physicality, hasn't he? And he's definitely got the skill and composure to play that central midfield role.
No, fantastic. Like you say, Matt, you managed to catch up with him this week.
Brendan, you're well into your first month with us here. How are you finding it?
Yeah, I'm liking it. The games were good games, to be fair. We've had good and bad games. The game against Harrogate, where we lost last minute, really hurt, to be fair. And as a young player, that's never happened before. But we dug deep during that game. We can see a real togetherness in the squad, if I was to be honest.
And you seem to be adapting really well to men's football, your first time in it. How are you finding that?
Yeah, it's the challenge that I wanted. I came here to play and prove a point, and I feel like I'm being given the chance to. Playing around with some good players as well, good quality, and the teams we're playing against are good. So this is where I want to be and where I want to kick on.
You seem to be enjoying the company of the rest of the players and the management a lot. Is that the case?
Yeah, they're all a good bunch of lads, every one of them. Like, no hostility, everyone's good, the banter's good, the togetherness is really good in the team, and I think that shows in the performances we're at. They're all grinding for each other, covering each other, we all play for each other, and we know that everyone's got each other's back.
And we saw you play central midfield pretty much on Tuesday night. Did a really good job. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was good. Midfield is my natural position, so it's good to be back in there helping the team. I'll play wherever the boss wants to play me, to be fair. I just want to get out there and prove that I'm worth playing and getting the starting lineup, because there's good players and good competition for places.
And obviously tomorrow we travel to Dagenham Redbridge's side that are in good form at the minute, looking ahead to the challenge.
Yeah, looking ahead, but I feel like we've got enough to go out there and play better football than them. We will go out there, give our all, and hopefully come back with the 3 points.
Brendan, best of luck for the game. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to hear from Brendan there. And as ever at Bromley Football Club, things seem to move incredibly fast. Matt, we seem to have some more good news.
Well, yeah. Shortly after that interview, we got the process done very quickly, didn't we? And it's now been confirmed that Brendan has extended his loan and he'll be with us for the rest of the season, which is fantastic news. He's come in and been a really positive character for everyone to work with, I think. He's a lovely guy. And you can see just the look on his face when I was speaking to him in this interview was... He was buzzing. He really enjoyed it. He might have been thinking that. Maybe that's why he was laughing. But he really, really likes the club. And I think that came across well in his interview.
Brendan, congratulations. Your first loan period went really well. And you're now with us for the rest of the season. How's it feel?
Absolutely delighted to get rewarded for performances. And I wanted to, when I said in my first interview, I wanted to come here and state a point and make my claim, and I feel like I've done that, and obviously being rewarded staying here till the end of the season where I want to be. Hopefully I can now kick on and performances get better.
Great news about Brendan. Obviously the injuries and stuff that are happening and going around at the moment, it's great to have someone like Brendan and know that he's going to be with us till the end of the season, which is brilliant news. Obviously moving slightly away now from first team affairs, it was World Book Day. Was that yesterday? That was on Thursday, yesterday, which is when we should have recorded this podcast. And Matt, you managed to catch up with our favourite author.
Yes, I did. Yeah, so Dave Roberts, obviously written 2 books directly about Bromley Football Club, and a third one is on its way, as well as a few other books. So we thought about our favourite books this week. Some of you may have seen on the tweet. And I thought it might be a nice idea to catch up with him and hear about things, hear how things are going. I can't talk now. hear how things are going with the latest book that he is writing about us. And yeah, it was great to catch up with him, albeit from long distance. And here's what he had to say.
Hello again. I've been asked to give in a couple of things, so here goes. The new book, The Long, Long Road to Wembley, is now finished and will hopefully come out in August. I'd like to take the chance to thank everyone at Bromley who helped make it happen, including players, management, loads of supporters, and the very generous people who make this podcast. The other update is on the Bromley Boys film. I don't have a huge amount of information, but I know it's now has distribution in the US, Scandinavia and China, and probably other places that I've forgotten. I know they're doing a special showing, live action screening at the Churchill in May, with cast members doing some added scenes live. Should be great. I'll be there. So should you. Bye for now.
Big thank you to Dave there, taking the time to send us that WhatsApp, that message, the audio update. I didn't really know about the Churchill Theatre.
No, that came as a surprise. Sounds really interesting.
Get some more details about that and get it up on the website. Obviously, fantastic news regarding the book. Great to know that's coming out.
Looking forward to reading it.
Looking forward to it. I think we know the ending, unfortunately. But
let's not talk about that bit.
Nevertheless, I'm sure it's going to be another fantastic read. Back to First Team Affairs. No, not back to First Team Affairs. We're going to touch on our professional development squad and the academy.
Yes, we are. So earlier this week, there were plenty of games for the academy, and you can actually watch the best of the action from those, as in the goals, on our website. And it's the academy roundup video, and there's some good strikes on there for you to enjoy.
BFC TV, courtesy of our
Skill Crown. Yes, thank you to Skill Crown for doing that. And in terms of the under-23s, who are also sponsored by Skill Crown as well as Bromley Signs, thanks to both of them for their support, are in action tonight and against Aldershot Town, which should be an interesting one here at Hayes Lane. If you are listening to this before 8 o'clock, admission is free. The bar's open. Come on down and watch Danny Mills' side.
Bar, Pete's Ranch, lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be here for it. I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt, Ronan's filming it. There'll be goals up or highlights.
He is indeed. Yeah,
over the weekend. Okay, Matt. Up next.
Back to First Team Affairs, very much so. Jeff, you caused, let's say, a bit of conversation last week on social media. It was last week. I think that's the best way to put it.
I'm known for that, over...
Exaggerating,
All right.
Well, so we discussed players that were signed up for next season, obviously, with the great news, didn't we, that Frankie Raymond had committed next season to the club.
Yeah, and obviously I said that's great.
Yeah.
To the four or five we've already got signed. Super.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said, wasn't I?
I think so, yeah. Something along those
lines. Someone said I said 8 or 9, apparently.
Oh, I can't think who that might be.
Anyway, so to clarify for those who are listening, Matt, there's five players that are already signed up for next season.
Yes.
And they are?
They are Frankie Raymond, Jack Holland, Luke Coulson, Sam Wood and Omar Bagheel.
Obviously, we know of one other. Yes. Who I understand is all signed.
He's done, yes.
He's done, I believe, but we're not yet announcing. There is a reason for that. I can't remember why. And I know that we've also... I just completely put my foot in here, anyway. So, yeah, I better not speak anymore. Nevertheless, those five are signed up. Hopefully some more good news in the coming weeks. And like I said, for the remainder of this season, obviously, we've got... who's alone?
Brendan's up on Wirradu. Fantastic news there. And obviously JJ is with us on loan for the rest of the season as well, which
fantastic. So no doubt, hopefully that's clarified and completely corrected whatever I must have said last week. Talking about football, obviously we're off to Dagenham tomorrow. One of our shorter trips of the season. How are they faring, Matt?
Yeah, they've been doing okay. Obviously they had a very, very difficult start to the season, in which their budget was really, really low, and they'd signed mainly players that were sort of local lads or very young, inexperienced players, and they were actually rooted to the bottom of the table for quite a while. They've picked up a fair bit in recent months.
When did Tim Howard and everybody get involved?
That was what turned them around. Right. So obviously they had the investment from Tim Howard and the American sort of consortium,
if you like.
And they're now 15th in the table on 44 points. So they are 3 points behind us, having played the same amount of games. So let's hope they don't make that ground up tomorrow. We did actually lose to them 2-0 earlier this season at Hayes Lane. Not the best of games for us. But they've actually, in their last three games, I'm just checking, they've beaten Sutton and they've drawn with Harrogate and Maidenhead. Bit of a late drama show at Maidenhead on Tuesday. They were 1-0 down thanks to a goal in the 1-0 up thanks to a goal in the 85th minute and then conceded a 95th minute equaliser. So,
Yeah,
95th minute goal. So, yes, we'll see how they get on against us tomorrow, but
fantastic.
Fingers crossed for
a positive
result.
We've been trying to do it for weeks now, but none of the opposition clubs seem very helpful. However, we've been very fortunate this week. We've managed to get a view from their side, haven't we?
We have, yes. Thank you, George Benson, who's the media manager at Dagenham Redbridge. And yes, I messaged him to find out if he'd be up for helping us. I think he's actually done it before, George. So a massive shout out to him and Dagenham for being so helpful. And here's what he had to say about his side.
So since the last time the Daggers faced up against Bromley back in November, it's been an up and down time, really. When we played Bromley last time back in November, as I said, it was a good time for the club. We went on a good winning run, which ended against Leyton Orient on Boxing Day, and then since then we've been in a little bit of a slide, not really picking up that many wins. Only two wins since the 26th of December. So not the greatest run, but Dagenham, they find a couple. We've had a couple of good players come in. Connor Wilkinson signed on a permanent deal as well, and he's been banging in the goals. And in the last three games, we've had a win against Sutton United, so they're high flying in the league, and then two draws against very tough opposition in Harrogate Town and Maidenhead United. So coming into this game against Bromley, I think we'll be looking to get back to winning ways at home. We know it's going to be a tough game against Bromley at the weekend, because they've strengthened in the last couple of months as well, and they're on a pretty decent run themselves. But we're 15th in the table at the moment as it stands. I think on Saturday, as I said, Peter Taylor will just be looking to get back to winning ways at home in front of the home fans, and give the fans that have not had much to cheer about since the turn of 2019 something to get behind the boys and something to cheer about. Angelo Belanta is a player that's been out injured for a little while now. He hasn't played since our 3-0 win against Maidstone at the end of January, so he could be returning to the pitch on Saturday. We certainly hope so. And if he does, he'll be partnering Connor Wilkinson up front, who has 10 goals for the club since he joined on loan and then signed permanently. Kenny Clark is one of our central defenders, and he's been playing really well in the last couple of weeks. Marshall in a back three, which has usually been partnered with Ben Goodliffe and Manny Onorosi as well. So a couple of changes potentially expected from Tuesday night's game, where Peter Taylor rotated, but I expect it to be a back five, and I'm hoping that Dagenham can pick up a result against Bromley this weekend.
A big thank you to George there for giving us the lowdown on Dagenham. Again, going to be an interesting game tomorrow. Matt, I think yourself and me are on commentary duty. For those who aren't making the journey, all the ticket details are on the website, and obviously the commentary can be found there tomorrow around 2:50 p.m. at www.bromleyfc.co.uk. Obviously, following that, Matt, we're at home on Tuesday night to Chesterfield.
Yes, so hopefully as many of you can come down as possible. Tickets for that are available online on our website, www.bromleyfc.co.uk. And obviously with the discounted advance rates, you can get those now up until 6 o'clock on the day. So go get your tickets, guys. So Chesterfield are 16th in the National League table. That is one place below Dagenham and 2 points beneath them as well. We did obviously play them earlier this season at the Proax Stadium. Jeff, you and I commentated from the away end, actually, which was quite an interesting experience. 1-0 up. Unfortunately, until the last couple of minutes, where certain Zavon Hines scored a late penalty against us. So yeah, like I say, they're 16th in the table. Recent managerial change has helped them. They've picked up and actually got into some good form now. Scott Bowden, who they signed from Gateshead, is scoring goals for them as an ex-Chesterfield player as well. And in their last three, they've beaten Barnet 2-0, they've lost 1-0 to Wrexham, and they've beaten Braintree 3-1. And before they face us, they've got Eastleigh at home tomorrow, which will be a tough test for them. So yeah, look forward to it. Should hopefully be a good crowd for that one. And football under floodlights again.
Yeah, a good crowd. I understand 150 to 200 is what they're predicting for the away fans. I think it'd be good to get a crowd similar to Boreham Woods. You'd like to think hopefully we can get 1,000 out for this game on Tuesday. Gareth just walked in. Hello.
Oh, here he is. I haven't seen him since this morning.
Right, probably time that we do a question of the week, Matt. It's been a while. Oh, he's up on the desk. Hold on.
So it is a question of the week. Gareth's just walking over all our equipment as per normal. So the question of the week, and this is quite an impromptu one once again.
I like this one. It's a good idea.
During the episode, thank you. What is your, apart from Dave Roberts, because we know that if we included him in the answer, in the question, sorry, it'll be, a very heavily.
I was going to say
heavily,
the Boys.
Yeah, definitely. So apart from the fantastic Dave Roberts and his books, who or what is your favourite football related book, and what football related books have you enjoyed reading, etc.?
So
you
can
it's just something a bit different.
There's a couple of chairman's autobiographies that I've read, which are quite interesting. Hopefully Jill will write one.
I'd definitely buy that. And Alan Dunn's book, obviously. Alan Dunn's got a book out, hasn't he? So yes, we're covering ourselves in author glory here at Bromley Football Club. So you can get in touch and give us yours by dropping us a tweet at Bromley FC using the hashtag Ravens Weekly. You can comment on the Facebook or Instagram posts, or you can email us podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk.
Brilliant. It'll be great. We've failed recently in making sure we've got enough fan interaction and other voices on the podcast. So apologies for that. Hopefully we can get back into the routine of getting fans' contributions, sharing them on the podcast and get everybody involved. Matt's waving at me.
Just realised Gareth's not dry and he's made a bit of a mess. But we do have another feature, don't we, before this show ends. Our weekly. Oh, is he going to say anything? Gareth's just walking across.
No, he's right.
Oh, no. He's not a very loud cat, is he? We've got our weekly feature, insert soundbite here.
Oh,
How many you reckon?
Yep. This is the crowd prediction.
It is. And are we doing this for Dagenham or Chesterfield or both?
I don't care about Dagenham. Chesterfield, I'm going to say 1,248.
I'm going to go 1,357.
Gareth, what's Gareth going for? Wow, really?
He's not looking.
Okay. Right, anyway, I think that about rounds it up then. A big thank you as ever to everybody who tuned in, listened and downloaded the podcast. It generally greatly appreciated. Another big thank you as well to all of those who tuned in on Tuesday night, over 100 listening to our dulcet tones from Harrogate. We'll be live again tomorrow from Dagenham, providing you commentary from 2:50 p.m. And obviously we'll be back again next Thursday. Just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from, in Bromley, in Bromley.